A person who is via berotzin willingly with a goy is nesra labayla, which becomes also to her husband. Right? So that was the machleik we discussed yesterday. Right? And the source for the easiest way to see the source is in the Tosfos Sanhedrin and Ayin Dalamid Beis. So the Tosfos, second half of Tosfos discusses what is the source for saying that there's an Iser via with a goy, an Iser Eishes Ish via with a goy. So he points out that we darshan from the parsha of Sota. Says the Gemara, it says Nistera. Ministra, the Gemara darshans, that includes even being with a goy, and that makes her also labayla. V'simonech, v'simoncha, Esther basavichayel. And you've got a raya that nevelos v'rosin of avi gecharim. So you have Esther, shenim alachashverish. All right. And then he makes an interesting comment. Like gal yale meize mishpacha hoyisa, olma ba'oynes hoyisa. Other Omra Lamordechai Kesher Avadati Avadati Kesher Avadati Vibes Abba Kach Ani Avuda Mimcha Yatosh and Yelisi Loi Mishpachti Niv Alti Birotze. Mordechai says that as long as she did not reveal where she came from, then it was Nivala Boines. But once she reveals where she came from, it's a Nivala Birotze. That's why it says Kasher Avadati Avadati, Kasher Avadati Mibes Abba, Mibes, Kasher Avadati Mibes Abba, so too, Avadati Mibes. This Mordechai, as cryptic as it is, may have a miyashiv. Many of the Achorim say that this helps explain a very difficult, really it's a kasha that Marsha points out. Bar Megillah, Dav Tes Vav Min Aleph. The sugya that we are referring to in our sugya. Mara says, the Mordechai Yodes Kol Asher Nasa. Vatomer Esther. Lech Kenos Kol HaYehudim. And she says, bring everything together, David. That's Tainus Esther. Lech Kenos Kol HaYehudim. And the Sheloi Kedas, because I'll be going in to see the king Sheloi Kedas. What's Sheloi Kedas? So the Pashto says Sheloi Kedas is that I haven't been called. And therefore I'm going to be under, Sakonis Nefashis. Amar be Abba Sheloi Kedas Hoya, Shebuchol Yoy V'yoy Mer Achshav Ba'ones. That until now, when I came to Achashverosh, so I was forced. It was an onus. V'achshav v'rotzim. But now when I go in, it's going to be going willingly. V'kasher avadati avadati. K'shem she'avadati mi'beis abba. Kach oveid bimcha. So too, I will lose you. Taisa says, why didn't Mordechai give Esther a get? Taisa says, v'fisha kol ma'asei agedu al pi edim. For your opinion, parse madover lemalchus. You have a similar toshus in Sanhedrin. That a get has to be given in front of Edom. So they're afraid that this would blow their cover. All right? So you see from this Gemara, Kishem Shevadati Yavadati Meisaba, just like she doesn't have a father anymore, now she won't have a husband as well. Rashi, what's the vadati mimcha? Vasura ani lecha. The Eishes Yisrael shenensa muteris lebaila. Uberotzayin asura lebaila. Right. Rashi has the following kasha. Tess Zomer with base. Omer Ablevi. Omer Ablevi. It's the Talmud. Bechotze beis Melech Apnimis. Kevin Sheyeh lebeis Atzlomim. When she came to his place of Avodah Zarah. So Nestalka Amen the Shechina. Then the Shechina, she, Esther, apparently had a certain sense of Shechina being with her. She lost the Shechina. Omra, Kaylee, Lama Zaftoni. Right? In other words, this follows the Mahalach of the Mulligan. Whenever it says Hamelach, it's referring to Ribbono Shel Olam. From the Talmud, Mechotze, Mesamel, she was now, she davened the a heartfelt davening. Loma azavtoni. Shema tadon al shoye kebezin. V'yaloinis kerotzoin. Maybe you're dunning me as if I'm going in merotzoin. Right? So according to this Gemara, she felt as if she was going in Boinus anyways. So Marsha says, which way is it? First, and does Tesvot, but now she says, V'kasha v'arati v'arati. Now that I'm going in Birotzain, so I'm going to be Nival L'goy Birotzain. I'm going to become Osir to Mordechai. Once she gets inside, I don't know what she says. Loma Zavtoni, Shema Tadon HaShagi Kibbezi V'anis Kirotzain. Now it's just saying, apparently, who knows, maybe Mordechai responded. Maybe Mordechai told you, no, it's still blindness. Right? Until now, as we pointed out in Duff, Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. That's when it says, Tosh there also. So you say, Medes Mechekoi Shalach Hashverosh, Vitebeles, Vyeshevis Bechekoi Shel Mordechai. Something more yesterday. The Bigson and Sever say, And she was taken. She was forced in. Uchodish Tevis. Shenene Guf Mena Guf. Laura says, Shnei Tarsiim Oyu. Bixim Miserish. And they would say, Misap Meloshin Tursi. And they would say, because So all this time, several years, it was all the oinus. Right? So that's what we've been learning until now, that since it was the oinus, therefore it's not a surah lebala. There's no kasha, right? Then she says, kasha abadati, and that's when the Gemara said, hadn't asked the kasha. Esther, for Hesihave. So what's that kasha on? Question is, why is Esther, what's Tilokach Esther? So Gemara says, but Esther for Hesihave. So Gemara's answer is either Hanoso or Esther Karkoilo. So that kasha is on Esther until she goes in willingly. The Gemara is saying, why is she even allowing herself to be taken? Why is she allowing herself? So the Gemara says, either karkoil, which means she's not allowing herself to chlal, it's all ba'oinus. Or since it was hadnos atzmoi, so therefore, even though for Hesia, it's still no chiv of mesiras nefesh. Right? So our Gemara says, that's what our Tosfos points out. It's really a kasha of Kiddush Hashem. But then, once she has to go in Birotzai, that was the turning point of Tetzvah Amud Aleph. No. So then, we understand, kasha avarati avarati. And that was part of her Mesiras Nefesh. So it says the Marsha, but then why does she say, Lama Zavtani? Shema Tadon, I'll show you, maybe there's something wrong. Maybe you think I'm doing this for Rotsin, but she's thinking for Rotsin. So what's the Ma'am Pesha Advar? What was the difference between the oinus until now and the oinus after now? So two teruts in the net that are given this far. How are you going to call it? Go ahead.
In relationship to the husband, you can say that she would be also Baal because it's still ruin the relationship. How between her and Hashem?
Say, why do you say that?
Because Hashem knows it was the onus. So, he knows that. She knows that even though it was Baratzon.
Yeah. So that's right. So that's the Ma'arik says. The Ma'arik says that the difference is that until now she was being physically forced. The Maisa Bia was a Maisa Bia that was done under duress. He said, what changed now is the Maisa Bia is not being under duress. She's going to have to go and seduce him. But she's under force to go in and seduce him. In other words, it's one step removed. There's still a silver oinus. She doesn't want to go into Achashverosh. Mordechai is saying, you have to go in. Mi yadasim k'eitzazo g'etel malchus. Klal Yisrael needs you. It doesn't matter that you don't want to go in. You have to go in. Sakonis nefashas all Klal Yisrael. So sakonis nefashas, lu yitzuyer. Lu yitzuyer, Mordechai would say to Esther, or Esther would know, that if she doesn't have a via with Achashverosh, her life would be threatened. So you call that oynas erotze. Unless she would seduce him. Is that called oynas erotze? Right? B'kol misrapin chutz mi'avod azara. Person has a sickness. And they tell him the only cure is the avod azara. Oser. Right? We don't say that, but he's taking the refuah b'oynas. Because the ma'isa avod azara is going to be a ma'isa b'rotz. So Ma'arik points out that that's what's going through Esther's mind. That Esther is saying, until now, so tilokach Esther, based on Malchus, everything was the ma'isa b'i, was the ma'isa b'i, and the jiras karka olam. Now she can't claim that. The ma'isa b'i is going to be a ma'isa b'i b'rotz. But Esther is saying, but I shouldn't lose. It's one thing that the ma'isa b'i b'rotzin, but the matzav, in which I'm in, the background, the context, not b'rotzin. Not here. Mordechai Paskin, that she has to go in. Mordechai Paskin, that Yeshua for Klal Yisrael needs her. That she has to do a ma'isa b'rotzin. So now the question, the Ma'arik says, you see from here the following din. You see from here that if a woman has a ma'isa biyam and doesn't know that it's osur, she doesn't know that adultery is osur, right? Whatever situation is, grew up a teenage shenishma. She grew up and they convinced her that adultery is not a violation of her. They convinced her that it's mutter, whatever it is. From the student society. So the Ma'arik says that you see from here that Afal Pi Kein she's Asur Labaila. Because what Esther was doing, Mordechai said is Mutter. Nevertheless, the Gemara indicates she's Asur Labaila. So she says to Rabban Shalom, exactly what Ma'arik says it, come out in the Lashon and then Yosef said. So Legave Mordechai, it's still, that's what the Marek says, it's still going to be a me'ila on my husband. Here's even bigger kasha, because Mordechai said they're in, so why is it called a me'ila? Right? Again, based on what we said yesterday. We explained yesterday based on the Chassam Sofer, that the Oser, that which Oser's husband, Oser's the woman to the Baal, is umol, 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 she was moil against the husband. So the Chassam Sofer says that's the nature of the Iser. That's the nature of the Oser. So the Ma'arik, long before the Chassam Sofer, the Ma'arik says that in the event that the woman does a Ma'isim B, she's in a Suwa, she's in a Rusa. In her mind, it is not a crime to have an adulterous affair. But she has to know that it's offensive to her husband. So even though she thinks that society allows it, right? She thinks that no Easter for some reason, nevertheless, she has to know that it's a meal to her husband. So the Ma'arik says that over here, you see this from Esther. Klapei Shemaya, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave her an oynas. So why should the Shechina leave her? That she asserts her husband? Because the Ma'isa B is still asserted her husband. Now, the truth is, Achroinim say it shouldn't be a Me'il against Mordechai either, because Mordechai sent her in. But nevertheless, it sounds like the Tosfos said, we discussed yesterday, the Shita says that after she is B'udha Chasherish, so it might be Goel Nefesh, so it might be a Ma'isa B'il anyway. So that's one mahalach. The other achronim suggests that that's what the Mordechai is referring to. Vedelus b'rotzei menoibit kichovim. Nesra l'bayla. Simoncha, you want a reminder of this din, Esther basa vichayim. Shenivalach ha-shverish. Le'igalia le'mi eze mishpacha ha-yisa. She did not reveal what family she comes from. Oma ba'oines ha'yisa. So you see that she was being forced. V'hoder omro l'mordechai kasher avadati avadati. Kasher avadati b'beizah v'kach anivu d'vimcha. Ki ato shegilisi lo mishpachti nivalti v'rotzom. She says to Mordechai, now that I will have to reveal who I am, so it's going to be a via berotzen. In other words, that apparently, that's a pshat. Kasher avadim yisavah. We learn pshat that just like she will be, just like she lost her parents at when she was a baby, Gemara says that she lost her father the moment while her mother was pregnant with her. She lost her father after he had be with the mother, and the mother became pregnant, and she lost the mother right after on birth. Right? Beir Adover is the Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying to Esther, you have to understand that your birth was not b'mikra at all. Anything would be enough, so you wouldn't be born. Your father lived long enough, the mother should conceive you. Your mother lived long enough to give birth to you. That was it. That's b'moyse v'yavima. So apparently, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to point out to Esther, she's not b'mikra here. Right? It probably fits into the whole one of the themes of Purim. The Purim is to negate the sense of mikra that a Amalek brings into the world. So Esther's whole existence in this world was precisely orchestrated. That's what Mordechai says, Miya dasim imlo eis kazos higyat l'malchus. Esther can't take any aspect of life for granted. So Esther, so that's how we learn pshat. Just like she grew as a yosom from birth, a yosom from birth, now she's going to lose Mordechai, right? Her husband, father figure. So the Mordechai says a different pshat. The Mordechai says that now she's going to become avud beis abba. Right now she's going to have to reveal what her background is. Once she reveals her background, then she's going to have to, then she'll lose Mordechai. Some Achronim say that that's how to resolve the two Gemaras. That Esther says to Mordechai, right, Esther says to Mordechai, Kasher avadati avadati, that once I reveal who I am, so then it'll mele be nivalti birotze. We'll want to discuss whether she becomes a suri because of Edom or not. So when she went in to the king's palace, she had not yet revealed who she was. So she says, Baruch Hu, Lama Zavtani. Why now? I would understand if in the next, whatever, how long it takes, I'm going to end up revealing my family, and then it's going to end up being Barotze. But right now, it hasn't happened yet. Right now, I'm still Boinus. I only become Barotze when I'm a Galoyan. So that's another way of resolving the Gemara. The question is, what's Pshat in the Mordechai? What's Pshat? How do you understand this Mordechai that when she reveals who she is, then she's the Elis Berotzen? How do the two Ein Eser Magedis look? The Gemara explains how Achashverosh was trying to do whatever he could in order to be able to get her to reveal. Ein Eser Magedis love. V'yasa melech mishte godol. Ovid mishtaya, he made a party for her. Legalia, she would not tell. Doli karga, she made a tax amnesty in her honor to celebrate her. She thought that would get her. Loi galile shoda pardishne veloi galia. She sent gifts to her, thinking that that would open her up. Loi galia. And for some reason he takes advice from an old Jew and he says, what do I do? How do I find out? How do I get to Esther's heart and get her to reveal? So Mordechai says, Ein isha miskana ela b'yerech averta. Mordechai says, the only way to open up a woman is to make her feel jealous. The only way she would make her feel jealous is if you try to, is if you show interest in other women. That's why it says it would be kovet besula shenis. It's a strange pasuk. You see the pasuk inside. She's chosen Esther, and then he gathers them a second time. But he's chosen Esther already. So Gemara says, no, this was just his strategy to try to reveal, try to get to Esther's heart, to make her jealous, so she'll be able to, she'll reveal, filachi leigalyin leidechsim, and Esther might get something, but Nataka, why didn't Esther reveal who she was? What was the reason she didn't reveal who she was? Why was it so important? So what did you learn? No? What do we usually assume? What would happen if she wouldn't reveal who she was? Was that?
You could have thrown her out. I don't know.
Because what? Normally, you assume. I think in Rashi we say in the Megillah that the Rashi is the other way around. We normally assume we learned is that Achashverosh hated Jews and find that she's Jewish. So, as much as he was infatuated with Esther, that would have ended. All right. So, and we killed her, right? Because to get thrown out, she wouldn't have minded. All right. She would have wanted to get thrown out. But she was afraid that she'd get killed. Right? Which is interesting in Mahalach, because it means that Achashverosh really didn't like Jews. So when Haman comes to Achashverosh and says, let's get rid of the Jews, what does Achashverosh say? He says, not a smart thing to do. Because look what happened to everyone else who tried to get rid of the Jews. Look what happened to Mitzrayim, who happened to Nebuchadnezzar. He was in power because he took over from Nebuchadnezzar. His father took over, his father-in-law. So you see that he didn't like Jews. He just said, it's dangerous, I'm going to lose out. And Haman says, don't worry, they're not so firm anymore, you should have mitzvahs. And he has to argue, but he has to convince Achashverosh to do something which really he wants to do. So that's one mahalach in the Megillah. The other mahalach is that Esther wanted to stay in the palace, that there was a nevuah, Mordechai nevuah, that this is the right, for some reason she has to be there. He didn't know yet why. So Esther was afraid that if she would reveal who she was, so then Achashverosh would be more interested in Esther. Why? Because Achashverosh was pining for credibility. Right? Gemara says, he had just beginning to consolidate his power as king. Because he had conquered, had it in 27 different nations, but he wasn't rightfully the king. He had married Vashti, who was the daughter of the king. Gemara says there was an ongoing tension between Vashti and Achashverosh. When Achashverosh calls out Vashti into the Suda, it wasn't calling with it. She's only with the Kesem Malchus. So it wasn't Achashverosh. The Chazal say it was Achashverosh was trying to establish his position. Everybody thinks that he's only in power because of Vashti, otherwise he wouldn't be there. And Vashti also thinks that. When Vashti doesn't come out to Achashverosh, what does Vashti say? He says, look at this man Achashverosh. He's drunk after a little bit of partying. My father, didn't say the exact same phrase, but he could have drunk him under the table. That's what Vashti says. She tries to make fun of him. And then he calls her a stable owner. that so you see this ongoing tension between Vashi and Achashverosh. Vashi is saying he's a commoner, he's only in position because of me, and Achashverosh wants to establish himself, and that's why Achashverosh wants to show Vashi's compliance, come out with nothing but the Kesef Malchus. And Vashti refuses because Vashti does not want to hand him the position. So now he's going to get Esther. Esther comes from Shaul HaMelech. So now he's going to end up marrying royalty again. So the Machlokes have shown him. What's Pshat? Did Esther not tell because Esther was afraid she'd get killed? Or did Esther not tell because she's afraid that that was an indication of her and then she was stuck? Right? So Lanius Daiti, that's how I'm shot in the Mordechai. Who's the Mordechai saying? That until now, so Esther never revealed the Gali Lameis of Mishpachos. And Achashverosh was trying very hard to figure out what was so important to Achashverosh? To figure out who Esther, where Esther was from. That's right. It sounds like that according to this Mordechai, that was part of the ongoing tension between Esther and Achashverosh. And he kept on trying to, and it was so important, the Kovetz Shenis. So I'm wondering, I'm not sure, it's a very cryptic Mordechai. I'm thinking of a poor, I'm trying to figure this out. Marshal's Kasha, Marshal is the Kasha of Terechian. How do you learn Pshat from Tezvom, Omenot Tezvom and Beis? I was looking around, I didn't find those who deal with the, but I'm sure if you keep on looking around the report, you'll see. So the Marshon Tesvom and Beis. Marshon's Kasha. You see, I think the flaw in Ksuvus, that's what I saw, answers the Marshon the way that Yosef answered. I mean, the passion of the Sugya is the different kinds of illness in Rotze. The question which the Sugya raises is it conceivable that she was still ba'onis. Missing over Shabbos, we'll have a chance, we'll look at a fascinating tshuva of the Binyan Siyam. It's one of the classic tshuvas in the history of tshuvas. It's a fascinating story that he had to address, and he addresses the story via this story in Esther. But without the Binyan Siyam, so the Marik seems to be saying what Yosef was saying. What's the Mordechai saying? The friend of Mordechai says the following. Mordechai says that as long as she was opposing him, and she wouldn't tell, so that means she was never. So that was part of her non-compliance, Achashverosh. That was part of her of it being ba'ones. He was forcing her in. The last thing, by not telling who she was. So apparently he was never, took her as queen, but was never really comfortable with Esther. If Esther's going to tell her, I'm not willing to tell you. All right, after all these years, she's going to come in. Right, that's the hidden parts of the Megillah. There's so many things we don't know in the Megillah. So one of the things we don't know in the Megillah, what happened when Esther went to Achashverosh? Right, so one of her kids, we think, went in, all right, scepter, got the scepter, went in, started appealing for the Jewish people. Chazal say, that's what happened. She went in, and she did what Yael had done before, and tried to seduce him. Mordechai suggests, she went in, she's okay, Achashverosh, now I'm ready. For all these years, he wanted to know where I come from. Now I'm going to tell you. And by doing that, she ended up handing herself to him. Until now, she was holding something back. So that created a sense of onus. Right? Now that she'll open up to him, either it means, okay, Achashverosh, I'm finally ready to be a wife. I'm finally ready to be a Mirotze. I'm finally ready to tell you that I can do what Vashti couldn't do for you. I can do the same thing Vashti could do for you. I could give you legitimacy, right? And I'll do it for Ratzin. So she says, "Kasher v'varti mi beis abba." means when I lose that link that I have with my family. When I lose that, the hidden link I have with my family. So kachani v'dimcha. So that same time, I'm going to lose my heter to you. Atoshe galisi loy mishpachti nevalti v'rotzer. Right? And that's why the Gemara says, Ezra Karko Elam Ha'isa, that even after she was nivel of Erotzain, but she still was non-compliant in the Maisa B itself. But that's how some, I think it's Afla, say Pshat to answer the Marsha's Kasha. The Marsha says, but it hasn't happened, it hasn't been Erotzain yet. Just because I went in with a scepter, that's not Erotzain yet. For years and years and years, I went in and I had Bishlai Birotza. But if I'm going to tell him the one thing he wants to know, right, so then that changes the relationship. And if it's going to be, I'm speculating, that I'm telling him, Achsherish, you know, this is what I can do for you. I can establish your, what you want most. So that's going to be already, that changes the whole context of until now, with Tilokach Esther. But since it hadn't happened yet, she says, why should I lose my Shechiniyah? Go ahead.
So, a question on the Gemara. The Gemara says that maybe you'll make Shogi Kameh. What was the Shkaga in her case?
She was saying that I'm not going in willingly.
I'm saying the Gemara makes a distinction between Shogi and Onis.
Yeah.
I understand the
onus
that she was compelled.
The show implies
that she didn't know
that someone was. You feel what you're going to say? I don't know. I was assuming that was just part of the Melitza. She's really saying a lot in his Kirotzin. But you're right, we should be Medaik in some Sheikh Himezid also. Probably right. Go ahead.
Her revealing herself, why is that?
I'm not sure. Tzorachian, right? Tzorachian and Halim Shat in the Mordechai. Over the course of Purim, maybe you'll have a different Shat in the Mordechai. Right? So, I'm wondering if that's what it means. That by how did she show her non-compliance? Because in the course of their being together, he was trying to continuously get her to say, "Look, where are you from? Where are you from?" And she was always, so that was part of her non-compliance with Shasvi. And now that she's going to tell him, I'm not sure, if it means that B'Shasvi, she now will become compliant, or she's in effect telling him, she's agreeing to be the queen, so to speak. Until now, she was forced to be the queen. But now she's saying to him, this is what I can do for you. Something I've hidden from you all these years. I've hidden from you that what I can give you, you're looking for. I can give you, I am duly a queen, and by being your queen, I can give you credibility. So now she's holding back. She was forced to be the queen. Now she's going to accept being the queen and help him out. Right. I'm not sure of this, but the Megillah stresses about Tilokach Esther, that she was sort of schlepped in. Now she's not being schlepped in. Where was the onus until now? So in terms of being karka olam, she's vayter karka olam. Right? She was, she is karka olam. So where do you see the, where was there a change in her involvement in the Maisa B'ya? So one you could say, well, until now she's vati lokach. Now she's walking on her own. That's the pashtus. Right? So this is saying even a step further. Until now, so there was always this point of contention. Right? So I'm not sure how far to take it. I'm not sure to take it that maybe even B'shas V'ya, there was this ongoing tension. I'm not sure. Terechian, exactly what he said. The reason that we're quoting the Mordechai is because according to things that flaw, this is a yishuv for the Marsha's kasha. The Marsha is saying that right now I'm still moines. Even though I walked in, but I'm still very, until now I'm still having him stop for a fight. Because until now he's still going to say, no, where are you from? So until now, I walk in and ask you where I'm from, and I would say, that's the one thing I wouldn't give them. There was the one point of contention between us. So that apparently could be that's what created enough tension that the Maisa B was bonus. But now, I'm walking in Oyo, and when he starts to seduce me and fly me, I'm going to be open to him, I'm going to tell him. So any kind of oinus in the Maisa B is already released. She'll still be Karka Olam according to one day. But without the Karka Olam, it's still a B and B Rotsa. We have to come back to that. When the Gemara says Esther Pesach Havia, that's before. That's the first half. That is before Kasher Barati Barati. So she won't be Karkaril now. No, she won't be Karkaril. That's another Kasha. She's going in now, Heter, because she's going in to say that could be the Shegi Kimeza. She's going in saying this is mutter. Right? Because to save Klal Yisrael. So she's being b'shogeg.
She thought
it was mutter. Yeah. She's told to go in. Mordechai told to go in. Right? So she's saying to the Baruch Hu, I'm making b'shogeg kimezin, and I'm just kibbutzim. That's good. Good. So we have the advantage of having Purim and not even getting out of the sugya, not having getting out of the sugya, so we're learning. So we'll see with Hashem on Sunday mornings to tonight after the.